Welcome to Series 6 of the Infinite Monkey Cage. For those who have only just joined us, the story so far. Episode 6, The Empiricist Strikes Back.
After a ruthless battle, the Earth has been removed from the centre of the solar system and been replaced by the Sun. After a apocryphal instant on a big tower, it appeared that all objects fall at the same rate in a gravitational field.
Actually, Einstein showed that all objects are simply following geodesics in curved space-time, so really I would argue that they are all in inertial frames.
Yes, fair enough. Meanwhile, people were furious after light was shed on human origins.
Although light behaves in some ways like a particle, in some ways like a wave. Try explaining diffraction, for example, using a particle framework. Actually, you can with Feynman's sum over history's approach to quantum theory.
Yes, the life was more of a metaphor, really, there. At the close of the last episode, something was going on somewhere in Switzerland where there was a tantalising glimpse of a particle that might give us mass.
2.8 sigma isn't a tantalising glimpse, it's a precisely defined confidence level.
Yeah, tantalising glimpse is a little bit more charming, isn't it? There you go. Oh, I saw a tantalising glimpse of a lady the other day at the bar. Oh, my Constance. Oh, man, your science takes the poetry, doesn't it? Knowing stuff.
This is the Infinite Monkey Cage. I'm Brian Cox, and since I was last on air, I've been filming Wonders of Life for BBC Two, and in doing so, I've discovered that biology is a science.
I'm Robin Ince, and in the last week, I made a trombonist play jazz to earthworms in memory of Charles Darwin. And genuinely true. And they didn't like it. It was very free jazz, overly free for the earthworm. And afterwards, had an argument with a woman who said, you said Charles Darwin was really nice. He wasn't. He was really cruel to his wife. I said, I don't think he was. He was like, because he's an amazing man, Charles. I'm very humanitarian. And she went, no, he was. He was really, really cruel to his wife. I saw a documentary, and often after he'd done one of his recitals, I said, sorry, can I stop you? After he did one of his recitals, I said, are you thinking of Charles Dickens? She went, you're quite right. And then I suggested Charles Darwin's A Christmas Carol, which goes, here comes the ghost of Christmas past. I wasn't expecting that. Oh, we're still going. So this year is the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. Didn't you know? It is. So we thought we'd start the series by going underwater and looking at absolutely everything that is under the sea except the Titanic.
Yes, we have better maps of Mars than we do of the ocean floor, which means that 80% of the surface of our own planet is in fact a great unexplored frontier.
And to help us explore the unexplored, if that is indeed possible, we have a panel of scientists and a comedian. I've given you your alibi already. Secret comedian who has not as yet been introduced. Dr. Bramley Merton is a geologist at the National Oceanographic Centre and an expert on deep sea trenches and volcanoes. He's the first geologist we've had on the show, as Brian actually used to refuse to have geologists because he said it was just another branch of sculpting and therefore an art. But then I said there's volcanoes involved and he went, oh, they're brilliant, I've flown over one of those in my big helicopter.
We're joined by Professor Lloyd Peck from the British Antarctic Survey. He's visited the Antarctic 8 times, where he's investigated low temperature giganticism and made the astounding discovery of an almost transparent fish that lives without hemoglobin.
Though some of the New Age group have said that, in fact, it's not a big transparent fish. That is just typical of scientists who are merely explaining Elizabethan ghost fish. Our final guest joined us on the first series, a comedian with an inquiring mind, a desire to investigate the minutiae of the world, from Google Wax to astrology to corporate America to cribbage. Please welcome Dave Gorman.
If I could start with an overview. So, Lloyd, precisely to the eighth decimal place, how much of the ocean is unexplored?
69.67%, that sort of level. The oceans cover about 70% of the planet. If you think of them as the habitable volume for life, then again, there's two-thirds, three-quarters of the living space on the planet is in the seas and the oceans. The depths of the deepest oceans are 2, 3, 4 times bigger than the highest mountains we've got on land. And yes, large areas of the deep sea and large areas of the planet's oceans are unexplored. About 80% of the seabed in the Antarctic, in the Southern Ocean, has never had humans exploring it. So there are large areas you don't know. There's a new hydrothermal vent found there last year and completely new species found.
And you know why it's unexplored? You know why it's unexplored? Because it's dark and it's wet. Sample complete. Ready to continue?